We're going to get reaction to this next from Afghanistan. It's been dominating the TV news there, and there's been a lot of reaction online as well. NPR's Philip Reeves has been talking to people in the capital, Kabul, and sent this report.
Atikullah Amakel finds American and NATO forces in Afghanistan annoying. Their choppers regularly fly low over his home. The Americans should live in my apartment block, see how they like it, he says, as yet another chopper passes overhead. Yet Amakel is glad that US forces are here and glad they're staying. The presence of American and NATO forces has a positive psychological impact on Afghanistan's army, says Amakel. That army has been suffering very high casualties and is struggling in the war with the Taliban. Amakel is a retired general from the Afghan military and a defense analyst. He thinks 9,800 US troops, scaled down to 5,500 in 2017, is nothing like enough. But that's up to the Americans, he says. What really counts is that this shows that Afghanistan has the support of the international community, he explains. Amakel thinks that's an especially important signal to send to neighboring Pakistan. Pakistan is widely accused by Afghans of fanning the violence here by covertly supporting militant groups. The Taliban has vowed to continue fighting until the last foreign soldier leaves the country. Their presence in rural areas has been growing, fueled by the strong hostility of some Afghans towards the US. That view was likely reinforced by the killing of 22 people in recent US airstrikes against a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. Yet the militants' resurgence and their brief takeover of the city of Kunduz has caused considerable alarm here in Kabul. Qais Ameri runs a market store selling shoes and backpacks. He's relieved by President Obama's decision.
Yes, I'm happy because right now our country needs for American security in our country right now.
Ariso Kayomi, a schoolteacher, has come to this market to buy clothes for a wedding. She says there are rumors of an imminent Taliban attack in Kabul. She's worried the wedding won't go ahead. Kayomi feels that extending the presence of American soldiers is good for Afghan women who suffered severe discrimination under the Taliban.
When the Americans announced they were leaving this country, we were really disappointed.
Kayomi says she's much happier now, but not with the number of US soldiers.
No, it's not enough. They should send more troops. The situation here is getting worse.
Every day when we leave home, we just don't feel safe, she says. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.